What's going on, everybody? This is Moulton's Mind and Body. I am your host, Jeff Moulton. I'd like to welcome you back to the podcast, and if you're new, I appreciate you tuning in. So everyone, today is St. Paddy's Day, which nonetheless means let's get hammered and not be able to move tomorrow day. So it's definitely the one holiday where it revolves completely around drinking, and it's just kind of an excuse for everyone to get hammered and hang out all day, sleep into the next day, and just be able to not function. So I had a big debate. So this is what this podcast is going to be about today. I had a big back and forth debate with a good friend of mine, actually, in regards to St. Patrick's Day, in regards to drinking, and basically in regards to prioritizing your health. So to me, St. Patrick's Day is pointless. Now, I get the cool hang out with your friends, camaraderie, and it's nice to see everybody, and you know, that's great and all. But the whole idea of getting hammered and drinking excessive alcohol because it's the holiday, it is pointless to me, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. Reason being is, as you know, I'm someone that prioritizes my health, and I am not trying to force anything on anybody. But with that being said, on a daily basis, I have people coming up to me asking me questions, trying to lose weight, trying to get healthier, feel a bit better, increase their energy levels, sleep a bit better, and feel better all around throughout the day. And if you're doing this, now I know it's once a year and this is the holiday, but again, there's no reason to get smashed. There's no reason to completely be hammered and drink ridiculous amounts of alcohol, whether it's to be cool, whether you think it's a lot of fun, you know, whatever it may be, just for a holiday. If you want to hang out with your friends, have a good time, have a drink or two, then more power to you. But I'm reaching towards the people that are consistently complaining about their life. They're complaining about how they feel. They're complaining about how they look. They're complaining about where they are in life. And I'm not saying you can't drink. I'm not saying people that are drink are bad. But what I am saying is, if this is what you do on a consistent basis and you're looking for a reason to get hammered, you need to check yourself and really think about your priorities and what your goals actually are. Is it to be healthier? Is it to feel better? Now, I know when you're going out drinking this ridiculous amounts of alcohol on this holiday specifically, you're going to feel like crap the next day and your sleep's going to be off. You're going to eat bad. You're going to drink excess amount of crappy calories that are basically just toxic, which is not going to make you feel good overall, okay? So if you're not feeling good, then how are you supposed to function throughout the day and perform what you want to do at an optimal level, right? So I'm really targeting the people that want to feel better, want to get into shape, but they're not keeping themselves accountable, and then they go out and do all these things. And if you're not sleeping and doing all these things, you're not going to be able to do the goals that you set. So really, this debate back and forth with a friend of mine, it all started when I made a Facebook post. And the post basically was saying that if you're going out getting smashed on a holiday or today specifically, you're basically need to check yourself and look at your priorities and what your goals are. And to me, if you can eat healthier, hydrate, sleep, and get to bed at a decent hour and get up early, I see 99% of the people that are doing that are taking a path to be more successful, whether it's physically, mentally, or whatever it may be. Now, he kind of took offense to it a little bit, and really, I kind of kept pushing the health part down his throat. I'm not saying that no one should do this. I'm saying that if you are doing it, then you better not be complaining about how you feel the next day. You better not be complaining how it's affecting you throughout the day, how you had to sleep in, how you're not eating well, how you're gaining weight, how you're feeling lethargic, whatever it may be. I basically am calling people out that aren't being accountable to themselves. That's the big thing with this post, is I see too many people that aren't happy with their lives, and they use this holiday, and I'm using this as an example because this is a holiday that everyone gets smashed. There's no difference from going out once or twice a weekend and getting smashed, whether you want to have fun, whether you feel like you're being cool, and whatever it may be. And if you want to go do that, more power to you. But do not be complaining about things that you're not doing, whether it's being more productive throughout the day, whether it's feeling higher energy levels, whether it's being healthier, actually having health benefits to it, which is if you're drinking all the time like that, you know, you're getting all these empty calories, you're dehydrating yourself, you're probably sleeping less, you probably have a higher stress level. These are all things that correlate to, you know, drinking or excessive drinking, because you're not going to sleep more and you're not going to feel as good. You're probably not eating as well. You're going out at night and you're not hydrating. And if you are, that's awesome, but you're still dehydrating yourself to an extent by drinking that alcohol. It's hard to eat well when you're going out drinking unless you're going to have a glass of wine or something here and there at dinner. But when you're doing these things and binge drinking almost just for the fun of it. Now, the majority of the people that are doing this, I'm talking about, anyway, from all the way down to 18, all the way, you know, 30, 35, whatever it may be. And I see it when it's older too, and you should be prioritizing your health then. But I think starting to take the steps now and realizing there's more to it than just going out and partying every night and drinking and all these things. I'm trying to promote healthy lifestyle living. I have clients that want to feel better and they want to take the steps in the right direction. And if you're someone that wants to do that, this is only one day, right? But I want to use that as an example that if you're doing this today, every weekend, once or twice a weekend, whatever it may be, that you're going to set yourself back on your goals. You're not going to feel as good. And I just think the reason I'm so adamant about going out all night and drinking is because I've done it, right? I've done it. I'm 28 now, my early 20s. I went out to clubs. I was going out to 4 a.m. and I was tired all the time. I wasn't feeling good. My body wasn't feeling good. My energy levels were low. I wasn't as productive. I was groggy all the time. And as a health standpoint, I know I wasn't as healthy, right? All my numbers weren't, you know, blood pressure, heart rate, cholesterol, these things weren't nearly as good when you're going out drinking all the time. And your stress levels are naturally higher because you're not sleeping. People underestimate the sleep. We've talked about this in so many times already over these episodes. But you need to be prioritizing sleep. And there's no way you're going to be doing that. You need to be getting that 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. If not, you can function short periods of time and for even a decent amount, you know, longer, week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but you're going to crash, you're going to get sick, whatever it may be, your body's going to break down on you. And either if you're training, you're not going to be building muscle, you're not going to be losing weight because your stress levels are elevated, cortisol levels are high. You add drinking on top of that, you're drinking empty calories. Now you're going to have a headache. You're going to be dehydrated. Your joints are going to ache. Your muscles are going to be basically atrophying because you're not doing the proper steps to recover. And now you're training on, basically training your body when you're actually beat up, which is counterproductive. So I get when you're in your early 20s and you want to party and have a good time and doing all this stuff, but you have to weigh out the options of what you actually want. And as you get into your mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s, 30s, whatever it may be, you have to start prioritizing your health. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, but it doesn't make sense to me. You have one body, and if you have goals, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever it may be, by getting healthier, getting more sleep, these are things that are going to improve your quality of life. From getting up early, sleep, going to bed earlier, having the more of the morning to either meditate, to get your things together, to not be rushing around, and getting a workout in maybe in the early morning so you feel a bit better, your energy levels are higher, and then you have a more productive way at work. The whole philosophy of that you need to be sleeping, or you need to not sleep and work, you know, all day and all night to embrace that hustle and the grind and all this stuff is utter bullshit in my eyes, because I've seen too many, well, I've heard of too many people and know too many people that are very successful and are in phenomenal shape and feel good and are doing productive things. And those people are not staying out late partying and drinking and doing all that. Again, we'll go back to this. If you're happy, and I mean, are you truly happy? And I want you to ask yourself, are you truly happy going out partying and drinking every weekend? Are you getting plastered? And are you complaining about it? Are you not sleeping? Are you high stress? Are you tired? Are you fatigued? Is your body hating you? Are you achy? These are all signs that you're not getting enough sleep and you're not living a healthy lifestyle and you're not taking the steps to get there. And that's all I'm asking you to do, because I know the difference, and I've had many, many people tell me of their experience of once they start sleeping better, hydrating, eating better, and start to prioritize habits that are putting you in the right direction, right? Those are going to be helpful to you taking the step, whatever it may be. And I'm just saying, if you can improve your overall health, not only will you feel better physically, you're going to function better, you'll have a more productive day, but you're going to sleep better. And by sleeping better, your days are just going to get better and better. And I think that's going to turn over into your career, your work. You're going to be more productive at work. And by having all this combined, just by eating better, sleeping better, and hydrating, and cutting out the alcohol and all that, staying up late, you're going to find yourself being more productive throughout the day. And one last time, I'll say, if you enjoy your life and you don't care, then that's fine. You do you at the end of the day. But I know for a fact that you will feel better if you do these things we just talked about and you start prioritizing your health and making it an important thing in your life moving forward. And that could be as simple as drinking an extra couple glasses of water, to eating better, to just moving more, to working out more, to getting up earlier or go to bed earlier. All these things will start to change your life for the better. And I just want you to think about, you know, what are your goals and are you prioritizing your health? That's what I want you to think about. And I'm going to let you guys go for today, okay? Just think about that for me. So moving forward, I want you to think about your health and if you are prioritizing it to your ability and are you achieving what you want? I want to thank you for tuning in. We will be having an awesome guest this weekend. I'll be going back to Springfield College. It seems like every time I'm doing that. And the guest I'll be having on is my good friend, Troy Ward, who is a finance major. He is doing big things in the business world, starting up of his own franchise and doing a lot of things. So he's going to be coming on talking about his experience in the business field, the finance field, entrepreneurship. And also we're going to go back to some fitness things that we used to do at the gym. We used to train together. So look forward to hearing him coming on Saturday. I'll be posting that either Saturday or Sunday. So keep an eye out. Again, I appreciate you guys for listening. And again, please prioritize your health and feel better. Okay? Have a good one, guys.